Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I was just saying during the break, you know, don't forget to encourage people to vote. Is it true? When you talk about voter fraud, it can be disincentivizing for people. You think, you know, why would I vote if all of this fraud is going on? It doesn't even matter what I do. The reason they're so aggressively changing the rules and trying to defraud the election is because they have to, because they're not winning. You have to vote. Yeah, everybody has to vote. I say vote in person. I say any step in between you casting the vote and the vote being tabulated is a vector of attack that they can exploit. We showed videos yesterday in Illinois and other places where they're saying, well, the scanner's down, so you just fill in a temporary ballot and we'll make sure to fill it in once the machine's up and running. I say don't do that. I say don't mail in your vote unless it's necessary. If you can, go on the day or early voting, get your vote in person, scan it, tabulate it, get the receipt for it. That's the most secure way to do it. That way is very, very difficult for them to defraud. It's the mail-in ballots that are their main vector of attack. And it can be defrauded in a million different ways, and they are doing it. But they're doing it because they have to. Because if they don't do it, they're going to lose. And if enough Trump supporters get out there and vote, then it won't matter how many results they change or ballots they destroy. There is such a thing as too big to rig. There is such a thing as so many people voting for Trump that the votes do not exist for them to fraudulently tally for Kamala Harris. So what I'm saying about them cheating in the election should not disincentivize you. It should incentivize you. Knowing what they're doing should, to me, infuriate you. They are trying to steal your vote. Don't let them. Go vote. Do it the right way. Do it in person. But importantly, go volunteer to be a poll watcher. Right now, today, I know there's a lot of people listening to me right now that like think it's a great idea. Yeah, people should sign up to volunteer. Maybe I will, but you know, I got this. I would just rather not, though. You know, it seems like a whole thing. It's very easy. It's very simple, and you can listen to me tell you third hand about what's going on, or you can see it yourself. You can actually be a person that catches this, and you can be effective. And that's what this woman was saying. She's like, they all know who I am. And she's like, they've got people watching me, or they've got people on the inside, because she's like, every time I report something, it changes to the point where she's like going around asking, who do all these cars belong to? Because the county clerk's office or the whatever election clerk, why are there five $120,000 cars in the parking lot? And she's looking around going, all right, all these people are like government employees. How do they all have $100,000 cars? And she brings this up, and then the next day, none of those cars are in the parking lot, right? When she catches them in the back room filling out the mail-in ballots and goes, what the hell's going on here? You can't do this. They shut it down. They go, oh, sorry, we didn't realize. Oh, geez, poll watchers, you say? Well, we'll shut this down for now, and we'll see if we can get this worked out. You can interrupt their processes. You can stop them from doing what they're doing. The thing they fear the most is sunlight and awareness of the schemes that they're trying to pull. And as long as Republicans are stupid enough to trust the Democrats and not being skeptical about their claims, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll pick up the votes from UPS or from the post office, and we'll keep them in our office for a little while. But, you know, trust us, even though the ballots are open and we get to, you know, determine who they're voting for and then vote on their behalf later with a new ballot, it's all on the up and up. We're Democrats. You can trust us. Like, as long as the Republicans are stupid enough to let that go on, you can't trust the Republican Party. You absolutely cannot trust the Democrats, but you can stop them. You can interrupt them. Your presence alone is enough to get the whole machine grinding to a halt. That's the thing. They're in the back room. They're all alone. There's no oversight. Nobody reporting on what they're doing. No media attention. No politicians sticking their noses in it. They can just sit there and fill out ballots all day. Just one after another. No problem. Easy. No. As soon as somebody steps in, as soon as somebody goes, what are you doing back there? Well, nothing. Don't worry about it. We're not doing anything over here. It has to stop. Like, they have to stop it. So you can stop the fraud. You can overcome the fraud by voting. We can overwhelm this system, no matter how sophisticated and corrupt it is, with enough people voting. You have to vote. You have to vote. You have to vote. That's the easiest possible thing you can do. But any man out there, especially, and this call was to Houston, you don't think this is going on in Philadelphia? You don't think this is going on in Pittsburgh? You don't think this is going on in New York? It's going on everywhere. The Democrats have a highly orchestrated, extremely sophisticated machinery of voter fraud at work as we speak. The whole thing could be interrupted. You can be the stick in the spokes of this machine by going and volunteering. And it's incredibly easy. If you're in Texas, you go to votetexas.org. I think that's what it is, or .gov rather, votetexas.gov. You take a very brief survey from the Secretary of State to make sure you're qualified to be an election poll watcher. And then you go and be a poll watcher. You can do it for an hour. You can do it every day from now until the election. And of course, you know, this woman I'm talking to is going, all of our people have jobs. All of our people are having to work all day. The Democrats have seemingly an endless supply of people with no job and nothing better to do than to be here intimidating, harassing Republican poll watchers. So I don't know. What angle do I need to appeal to you to convince you to do this, right? To get you to do this. Just know that there's little old 75-year-old women that are being intimidated and harassed by Democratic operative activists trying to stop them from poll watching. And they're like desperate for just a man to be there so that the intimidation doesn't work. And so that they don't feel like they can get away with this stuff by bullying little old Republican ladies. So like Republican men, can I shame you into doing this? Are you not ashamed that it's little old women trying to uphold your republic and begging you for help and you're not there volunteering? Again, we'll get into some of the campaign stuff. We'll get into some of this trash. But, you know, the other stuff, again, you know, Republicans are so good. Like, they're so, they love following rules. They trust the system. So I'm trying to tell this lady, like, you need a button pin camera. You need a little camera. Because everything you're telling me, if just one of these things was on camera, it would be bombshell national news. And she's like, well, but we're not allowed to film. I don't want to break the law. It's like, okay. Okay, that's fine. But what you're describing is wholesale theft of an election. So what do we do here? I'm trying to work with her to be like, all right, well, when you see people moving boxes of ballots from their private vehicle into the clerk's office, no oversight, no chain of custody, no guarantees, no signatures, no initializing the zip ties to make sure it's all, you know, on the up and up. That's in a public place. You got to film that. Film the parking lot. Film. You need to be not breaking. I don't want to encourage people to break the law, but certainly operating within the law to whatever level you can, or, you know, doing something where you're capturing images only to give it to a journalist who can conceal their source, conceal your identity, because this needs to be known the way they're pulling this off. And thing I don't understand, I was talking to my dad about it after we talked to this woman. And like, we're trying to rationalize, really, it's like, what is wrong with Republicans? Like, just what is wrong with them? And even from a personal ambition standpoint, does Ted Cruz want to get reelected again? Or does he want Colin Allred to take his place? Does Ted Cruz care about, you know, whether he's elected into office or not? Because if he does, he should probably be using some amount of his influence some amount of his power as a senator for the state of Texas to step in and get attention on this and get awareness on this. So it's like, it's not even like you have to believe in conspiracy theories. It's not that you have to, it's like, even for your own personal ambition, don't you want to put a stop to the theft that's going on? But like, they don't. I don't get it. I don't know why. But the Republicans just can't do it. The Democrats have this just like highly sophisticated machinery full of people that are like full-time activists. It's all they do all day, every day. They're the lowest scum of the earth. They're moral blanks. They don't care what they're doing is wrong. They're getting paid to do it. So they're willing to break the law. They're willing to go above and beyond. They're willing to harass people. They're willing to vandalize cars. Like, they are all in. They're so extreme. No holds barred. And then on the other side, you've got Republicans going, well, they seem really nice, though. But, you know, I don't have any proof they're cheating, so I don't want to make accusations. And it's just like, all right, so we're going to lose. So we're just going to lose. You're just going to let them steal Texas rather than just stop them from doing that. It's crazy. It's crazy. And even this lady was like, she's like a wealthy donor, like Houston, you know, activist. And for one thing, it's like, she doesn't need to be doing this. Where are the young people? Where are the not retired people, you know, putting in the work here? It's just infuriating. It's just happening right now in real time. And it's like, I've been thinking about this because it's like, we got 2 weeks to the election and I'm just racking my brain, praying, saying, what can I do? What is the most important thing for me to use my platform for in this last 2 weeks? And it's got to be this. If I could get just 0.5% of our audience to just go do this, we could actually have a tangible effect.